The Tommy Schnurmecker Show on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. Dr. Jack Kevorkian, known as Dr. Death. We're speaking to Brenda Vaccaro before, who plays his sister Margot in the film You Don't Know Jack, which premieres tomorrow on HBO Canada at 9 o'clock. On the line with us right now, Derek Miedema, communications coordinator and researcher at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Could you tell us a little bit about Dr. Kevorkian? He's made out to be someone who really was trying to be a hero, that he was a hero fighting for compassionate delivery from suffering. Is that an accurate depiction of Jack Kevorkian?
Well, that's my real issue with this film, and with the movement around the film, is that it is really historical revisionism. As we've seen in the debate around the recent bill in the House of Commons, there's lots of confusion around the issue. And in my research, in looking at Dr. Death's past, he's not a normal man. He's a strange man. He's a weird man. He's a man fascinated by death, and by researching all aspects of death, and not fascinated by or driven by relieving suffering. And I looked at his early days where he was doing research on being able to look at the cornea of a person to tell when they died, and he found that out by finding a woman who was dying and taped her eyelids open and took pictures of her eye as she died so that he could do that. He advocated blood transfusions in Vietnam from dead soldiers on the field to soldiers who were injured. He advocated medical experiments on prison inmates so that we wouldn't need to use animals. He advocated an open market, worldwide market, a commercial market for the sale of organs.
Well, that part, I don't think any of that is covered in the film.
No, and that's part of the issue. The film covers this particular part of his life. The later part of his life is informed by the earlier part. The later part of his life, his first death, for example, he's a man who created a home death machine and went on Phil Donahue to show it off. He's a man who, when he assisted in his first suicide, assisted this woman to die. She had Alzheimer's, assisted her to die in a park in the back of his VW van.
Well, the reason for that is that he couldn't find any other place to do it, and he didn't do it against her will. She was pleading for him to do it, right?
Well, and that itself is a question, because she was an Alzheimer's patient. How clear was she? His only regret with that was that the police took too long, and if they had come sooner, they could have cut her kidney in half. They could have harvested her bone marrow. They could have saved seven or eight people. All that she meant to him was that she had organs and bone marrow that could be given away.
Now, in the film, it shows him as being very sympathetic and feeling very sad that she wouldn't know her husband, and that the Alzheimer's would get worse and worse. Was that not the case?
Well, I don't. Again, I've looked at what happened in terms of how he was involved in her life. I understand that he talked to her over the phone a number of times, but then he met her for the first time 2 days before he assisted in her suicide. And she couldn't answer certain questions, but he was clear, even though he was trained as a pathologist and not with anyone with any understanding of Alzheimer's and dementia, he decided that she was clear enough to decide for death. He had no expertise on which to make that decision.
Derek Miedema, my guest, communications coordinator with the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. We're talking about the HBO special, Jack Kevorkian, You Don't Know Jack, and Al Pacino plays the part of Jack Kevorkian. You're listening to Tommy Schnurmecker on CJD.
The Tommy Schnurmecker Show on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
Derek Miedema, my guest, communications coordinator and researcher at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. We're discussing the film. It's called You Don't Know Jack, The Life of Jack Kevorkian, premiering tomorrow on HBO Canada at 9 o'clock. Getting back to the research you've done on Jack Kevorkian and his early life, about 20 years ago when he really shot to fame with the death machine, it was a quadriplegic patient who has to be removed from his respirator, and he said anyone who saw him would say, my God, that's not a life. But a couple of religious nuts were keeping him alive against his will. That's what he felt he needed the device. What was Jack Kevorkian's take on religion?
Well, from all that I've read, his take on religion was that it was a restraint, just standing in the way. But again, this was not a man who was fighting religion. This was a man who was fascinated by death. Again and again, his early history informs. If we want to get a real picture of who Jack Kevorkian is, let's not count on a movie to give it to us.
Now you're saying that he was fascinated with death, but one of the things he was very upset about was that doctors were killing patients by depriving them of food and water. And he said that in that case, what they were doing is killing them in a very cruel way, and that what he suggested would be doing the same thing. It would be killing them, but in a way that was less painful and less cruel. So he was against doctors killing their patients by depriving them of food and water.
Okay, but then he also went on, he taped himself lethally injecting a man with ALS and sent the tape to 60 Minutes and broadcast it on national TV. And that's the reason he went to jail.
Right.
He is beyond the pale.
They tried to catch him and they couldn't. They didn't find that out. He actually publicized it. He wanted it to be public. He knew and he was warned that he'd be sent to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it anyway. Why do you think he did it anyway? He wanted publicity because he really believed in his cause. Brenda Vaccaro, we were talking to before, said that he's eccentric and he's an anarchist and an activist. Is that an accurate depiction?
I would say that's partially an accurate depiction. I know that Dr. Death refused his first patient. The first woman who asked to be assisted in her death was refused because she had MS and wouldn't get the right media feedback, wouldn't get the right media reaction. So he went to his first patient with Alzheimer's instead. He looked for people who society at large would say they had no hope in order to push the cause ahead.
Well, is that the reason he did it, or is he did it because other people he felt that he didn't want to do it? I mean, there are people, many people he refused because he felt that they should continue with their lives, and there was no need for them to end their lives.
Well, I read on the public record that he refused that first patient because she had MS and it wasn't far enough along, so he wouldn't get enough punch in the media, and so he chose someone else.
Does he have a positive attitude about the movie?
I don't know. But from what I've read,
is that he's in fact delighted with the film.
Well, if I was in the past on the outside of the medical community, had my medical license revoked, went to Netherlands and was told I would hurt their cause because of my experiments. If that was my past, and now as a result of the movie, I can go to movie previews and I can meet stars and I can get out and I can be feted by people, I'd be happy too. But that doesn't change the fact that this film is historical revisionism. And the actual historical record of Jack Kevorkian is that he was a man driven by death and driven to study death, not so much driven to relieve suffering, but driven to study death from his early days right on until he went to prison.
Why was his, we're almost out of time, why was his medical license revoked in California and Michigan?
Medical license revoked in California and Michigan, I believe, because he was doing what he was doing, because he was assisting in suicides, because he was writing articles advocating for making prison inmates donors for organs. He was advocating in his writings and his research and his action stuff that was way beyond what his medical license allowed, way outside the accepted standards of the medical community, so he had his license revoked.
All right, I thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
We've been speaking to Derek Miedema, Communications Coordinator and Researcher at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, reacting to this HBO movie. You can check it out there yourself. It's an HBO movie, HBO Canada. You Don't Know Jack, it's called. Al Pacino plays Jack Kevorkian. He does an incredible job, and the part of his sister played by Oscar-nominated actress Brenda Vaccaro, who we're speaking to before.